This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as GCNlive.com. That's where we're streaming at, one of the places. And, of course, you can also hear us on selected Salem media stations out there across the country. And we appreciate that very much. And we're also heard on many of the leading independent stations out there, just for good measure. Now, you can hear us also on the Internet broadcasting and streaming, as we are. A lot of the radio stations have Internet feeds, and not everyone has to download a player to do it. So my website is a safe place that you know you're not going to have to do that. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Just go over there and boom, you're in Lake Flynn. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks so very much for doing what you're doing. The FedEx and the UPS drivers out there, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and James and John and Charlie, we appreciate all of you guys. Heard from everybody. And we had lunch the other day with James, by the way. Our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel and other oil-related products so we can get on down the road. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X, a.k.a. Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, to the phone we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us, hour number four. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Republican Liberty Caucus, Manatee County Chairman. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
All righty. Okay, well, they got that out of the way, so they're very happy now, and we're very happy because we survived the storm, right? And let's
absolutely.
Yep.
I broke down, and I actually marked myself safe because I kept getting asked to do it, so I am.
I did too. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready, guys?
I'm ready, Captain.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice, for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, my goodness, where on earth do we start? let's start with the geriatric section this morning. We'll call it that. I think Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell may be taking the same kind of medication, because McConnell had another episode yesterday where he just blanked out and was gone for about 30 seconds. And Joe Biden, I'm still not sure what he was trying to say with his comments with the Costa Rican president beside him.
Yeah, it was truly bizarre. I tell you, when I first saw short clip of McConnell in Covington, Kentucky, in front of a very friendly, non-stressful audience. I think I said, surely this is a doctored video. It can't be. But then when I watched the thing from the beginning to the end, I thought, yeah, this is surreal, but unfortunately, it's real. This is the Senate Minority Leader for the second time in a short span of time showing a frightening geriatric sentiment. It's a thing. We got to come to grips with this. This is not good for the party. It's not good for the Senate, and it's certainly not good for the Republic. We that's got to be addressed. That just can't be shoved off to the side. And Biden, of course, we've known that for a long time that he's reduced. And even his little injection in reacting to the hurricane that hit Florida, when he once again, I don't know whether it's his guidance folks or whether he just went off script or everybody said, well, just let Joe Biden be Joe Biden. When he once injected himself first, ahead of all the folks that, and to the extent that we don't know, that are hurt in the state of Florida, and it's going to be great, and Georgia and the Carolinas, injected himself. It's unbelievable.
Kyle, your thought?
Well, yes, I think obviously these two particular men, right, they're having all these kinds of issues. I'm very concerned, obviously, just about, as you said, about Mitch McConnell. He just wasn't there for 30 seconds. And I also noticed how he was just sort of grabbing the podium, sort of holding on. And I almost saw on his face, I saw, like, what's happening to me? Why is this happening? And so it's very concerning. We hope that he's going to be okay. And Joe Biden just keeps doing all the stuff he has been doing, but it's getting worse. And I think voters want something different.
Yeah, not looking to make fun of either one of them, because this is a serious thing. It's something that many of us may have, parents, grandparents, whatever, felt this way. So it's a serious thing. But you don't look the other way when you're talking about these people that are dealing with the issues of great consequence to the United States of America. You just don't do that. There's a greater concern at stake here rather than the personal, hey, be nice to the elderly stick with these two guys.
All right, you guys, hold on. We're coming back after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. Program reminder coming up bottom of the hour, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch here on a Thursday. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Nissan. They are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all, as well as first responders, whether or not you're EMS, firefighters, or police, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to you at Moss Nissan. Now, of course, you also get Moss Care that comes with the life for the life of the vehicle. As long as you got the car, you get Moss Care, free oil changes and tire rotations. And also, if you want to go to one of their dealerships and tell them the captain sent you, you might get a surprise. Now, their full-service flagship dealership is up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. That's U.S. 19, State Route 54. Plus, they have Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50, the west side of Brooksville, right there up against the Suncoast Parkway. Now, make sure that you remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some money. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best. Okay, first of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, Kyle has got a question or two to ask, so Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain, and once again, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Good to be with you.
Yeah, same here, same here. You know, I came upon this just a little bit earlier. It looks like Japan's defense ministry is really upping their request for fiscal year 2024, literally to the tune of about $52 billion. That's 7.7 trillion yen. But what this does is they're trying to reinforce their defense systems and so forth, because they see China, of course, and North Korea, obviously, as a threat. But where I'm going with this is, if China does try to take Taiwan at some point, don't you think that somehow even our bases in Japan come under attack in a de facto way, because that's where the response would start to come from?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, just a year ago, the idea of China invading Taiwan, which I don't know how that's going to happen. Now it increasingly seems that it to be more likely rather than less likely. But, yeah, it will definitely have repercussions well beyond just Taiwan. And you mentioned one of them, because of the increasing threat, the current and increasing threat to South Korea and Japan. The folks that Biden met with not long ago at Camp David, but also to our national security interests right there. And we kind of Twitter there, and we kind of delay from that. And, of course, in the backdrop has been a parade of Biden administrative officials that have gone to genuflect beyond in front of the Chinese Communist Party in visits, and the unbelievable statements that come out of there. So I don't know. And then we talk tough, and we spend money left and right every other week in Ukraine to defeat Russia. And then some argue that, yeah, a defeat of Russia and Ukraine is a victory against China, while ignoring the very clear and present conflict and beyond the Cold War that is going on in Asia, and China's interest outside of that and its inflective interest. So, yeah. That's understandable, because one, I don't think Japan needs to be self-sufficient in its defense. It can't rely on, well, here comes America to the rescue, because it won't happen, not in the time that's needed, not in the current manner of way warfare is waged right now. So, yeah, their economy is picking up a little bit, and so for them to invest in their defense is probably a pretty wise investment.
Well, not to put you on the spot at all, but do you think that there's a clock ticking in terms of the Biden administration, in terms of his first term here that ends, in 2025, January 2025? Is there a clock ticking in the mind of the Chinese government that says, if we take Taiwan, we better take it before this president transitions out of office at some point?
I think that the Chinese are smarter to think beyond just that point, but is that a factor? It absolutely is. And quite honestly, I think that they're waiting to see, because I increasingly think that it's, like we said a year ago, is unthinkable about an invasion of Taiwan. But at the same time, it was unthinkable to think that, oh, Biden will not be the nominee for the Democratic Party in 2024. That is increasingly becoming more likely. And somebody that doesn't get much attention outside of Newsmax, but Sarah Palin, says that she thinks the Dems are going to ditch Biden and bring in somebody that they will say is the savior of not just the Democratic Party, which is the real objective there, but of the United States in 2024. That is the real thing. And so I know the Chinese are paying attention. That is why you have the Chinese and Russians that are investing so much energy in creating fake news on social media throughout the world, and on American social media, because they're very savvy, very smart, and we're not in playing that. So, yeah.
Colonel, I got a question for you. What do you think about President Joe Biden? Now we're hearing that he's going to depart from tradition on September the 11th, and instead of going to be at the ceremony at the World Trade Center in New York City, he's going to be in Alaska, headed to of all places, Vietnam.
Yeah, you know, 9/11 left us not forget. Well, America hasn't forgotten, even if Joe Biden appears to have forgotten, because there's a lot of lessons learned both in what happened on 9/11, but in our reaction and our the errors that we made in the years after 9/11 that we need to apply. And this is a president that's incapable of applying even near-term lessons, let alone historical lessons. And the heck with that. And I think increasingly folks are just saying, well, even the folks that amongst the Democratic Party are just saying, hey, let Joe Biden be Joe Biden. All it does is expedite us to find what Palin called a savior and ditch Biden. We'll see. It doesn't surprise anybody on the listening audience. I don't think so. Is it incredibly the wrong-headed thing to do? Well, what else is new with Biden?
Yeah, what else isn't new with Biden? How's that?
Precisely.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, what do you think some of this talk about Glenn Youngkin, Governor Youngkin, what do you think this is about, and what do you think he brings to the table if he were to be, if he were ever to get into this race?
Yeah, I don't know. I almost hesitate to say that because they've thrown out so many things, and of course, even third party ideas are thrown out and things like that. It's just a part of squabble. I mean, fasten your seatbelts. You're going to hear a lot more of that. I mean, he's got some national attention. He certainly has some pretty high marks, but there's been a lot of other governors in state, some of who are already in the race to run. I wouldn't put too much stock in that happening. I think it's much ado about nothing. But then again, like I say, keep your seatbelts fastened because there'll be no surprises. We don't know. We don't know. Everybody says it's predestined. I'm always leery about anybody says that it's predestined. Folks said in 2016 that, oh, never again will this upstart guy who's a businessman get the nominee to run for president in 2016. And then once he was, oh, there's no way he could beat Hillary Clinton in 2016 to the point that even after the election, Hillary Clinton was coming out and saying, well, he stole the election. We need to count the votes. What a bunch of nonsense. So there's nothing new under the sun, but don't discount, and we don't know who the nominees are going to be. They all talk about, well, they're all running to just be vice president. Well, maybe, maybe not. We'll see. It's early. This is the last day of August. We got a lot of ground to cover.
You're right about that. And one thing voters don't like sometimes is inevitability. They have a funny way of wanting to make their own choices when the time comes.
Well, that's right. You know, in our republic, in the United States of America, we stand on individual rights and responsibilities along with constitutionally limited government and free enterprise. And we're very individualistic, and I like that. I admire that about the American people, and I think the folks in this listening audience have that too. Don't tell us how to think or what to think, whether you're from the right or left, or even if you're full of my guy or my gal, I will think on my own.
All right, Colonel, thank you. We will talk to you on Tuesday of next week. If I don't see you sooner, I'll be down at the gun show in Largo this weekend. So you have a great day. All righty. Thank you very much, sir. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more right after these messages from your stations.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is assessing the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia in his state.
We have not seen the type of loss of life like we did at Hurricane Ian in the coastal areas. They did experience significant storm surge, and so we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to end up okay on that.
DeSantis praised residents for listening to evacuation orders. He noted that officials were ready for the storm, pointing to the deployment of National Guardsmen and resources that were in place quickly to restore power. While some outages remain, more than 350,000 customers had their power restored since Idalia made landfall.
We were ready for this, so we had a search and rescue team staged, National Guard. We had over 30,000 linemen to restore power. And so as soon as the storm passed, our first responders were on the scene checking on people.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and Company. Remember, MyPillow.com is a website. All you got to do is go over there, use the promo code Captain. That's it, promo code Captain. Telephone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the things he's got on sale there. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. He can save up to 80% on some of the items that are there. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And our special guest is currently on the line. We're going to go down here, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And good morning to you, Mr. Jimmy.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Kyle.
And I'm glad to hear that you survived the storm in fine shape, and that's better than what the alternative would have been, right?
Yes, sir. I'm lucky to be in a piece of land that's high and dry, and unfortunately in Phipps County, though, the east or the west side of the county did get hit pretty hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing that there's places up there without power still because of the water, the standing water. They can't get in, and they're not going to try to get in and put the power lines back up when the water is still where they have to work and be in it. That's stupid. They're asking for to get themselves electrocuted. So hopefully that'll go down a little bit, and they'll be taken care of. I know my street dried out pretty good yesterday. And, of course, with the temperatures going up today into the middle 90s and feels like around 100 degrees, that should dry things off pretty quick. But let's talk about the authorization for the use of military force repeal that Representatives Lee and Roy are now working on. Now, this one will repeal the 1991 and the 2002 authorization for the first Gulf War and the second invasion of Iraq, both of which are still around, correct?
That's correct. You know, one of the things that is unique to the American way of doing things is the president at any point can send in the troops, but the president can't fund them. On the other hand, Congress can fund the troops, but they can't send them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Constitution, it has that unique aspect in Section 1 or Article 1, Section 8. And the AUMFs are what they use now as a way to, you know, deal with military functions around the world. Well, we have them open from going into Iraq for the first Gulf War and, as you mentioned, going in for the second invasion. And there's a move to repeal this. And what this does is it repeals the blanket authorization. It doesn't impact any current operations. It doesn't impact any ability for the military in the future to do likewise and go again. It just takes these off the books. And it's really important because this is a bipartisan effort for Congress to take its strength back and put it back in the hands of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense to me.
It's one of those things, Captain. A lot of people are like, well, I didn't know that. And it's like, well, we basically have already, A, invaded twice, and B, Saddam Hussein is dead, so I don't think we have to worry about him coming back.
Hmm. Kyle, your thought?
Well, you know, Captain and Jimmy, I was listening to what Jimmy was saying, and I think what people's concerns are as well is the fact that these wars can go on, and typically when we send in the troops somewhere, we don't really have an exit strategy, or the goalposts get moved at some point. And so you can say mission accomplished, but then suddenly the mission keeps going on and on and on.
Exactly. This goes towards mission creep. And, you know, one of the things that we're very proud to say is that we've supported this for quite a while because we do want to see an end to endless wars, but also the fact that both sides, both progressives and conservatives, moderates and liberals, I mean, many people in Congress have said, okay, these blanket open-ended authorizations are wrongheaded, and basically we need to think differently about how we do the military and supporting our troops in the future.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, in fact, back in the campaign when George Bush was first running for president, he didn't want to be involved in nation building, right? And ironically, he got super involved in nation building. But the military isn't there to do that. In fact, it really should be this most awesome thing that goes in there, accomplishes the mission, and gets out. And that's a deterrent factor.
Absolutely. There's several things that they could do going forward, and we're really hoping that this will be part of the discussion going forward. Is A, it should be geographically specific. This here way, they don't use one AUMF to bounce all around the world. And B, it should be time specific as well. You know, we should not have open-ended authorizations for use of military force, AUMFs. We should do it in 2 to 3 year blocks, and that would not stop them from, you know, having conflict and using the military around the world. What it would cause is, and this is a thing that we highly believe in, come back to Congress, have the discussion and debate, what's good, what's goal, and what's the mission so you can end and come home.
Well, I got a thought for you if you want to take up a cause, and I would be happy to be the one to say something about it at one of your groups. How about China sitting 90 miles south where Russia used to be till they decided to put the tail between the legs and go back home with that military base? And we all know that China is going to put missiles in there if they haven't already, right?
Well, yeah, you know, the big fear right now is China and what to do, and we can't be distracted by having other things on the books that basically, you know, allow the military to be distracted. We need to make sure that in the future we are having the right focus on what's best for America. And if China is the focus, and we know that right now the issue of China is definitely rising, if China is that focus, let's focus on that. Let's close the books, let's basically guide our military through the use of the congressional efforts that fund it into the right direction.
Okay, very good. Kyle?
Well, Jimmy, how do we get, you know, because I agree. I mean, Congress does the funding, the president has the other authority and so forth. It's supposed to work together. But how do you get Congress to be more bipartisan about all of this?
Well, that's one thing. This is because this is an example of what bipartisan looks like. This is what good looks like, to have the conversations about Congress's duties and responsibilities under the Constitution. That is nothing to do with party. By having that conversation, we're finding that more and more members are signing on to these. Now, some of the members of Congress are fearful of some of the other ones because they want to give the military more authority. It's not about giving the military more authority, though. It's about Congress doing its legislative duty to debate and discuss about the issues that the military has, but that affects directly the people they represent. And that's why Congress has that unique ability, because they represent the people, and they should not be having the blanket authority, regardless of party, for the use of the military force. It has to have Congress do its duty and be part of that discussion.
Indeed. And, of course, you know, where the party politics come into play is, you know, can also go as far as, well, I don't want this mission to be successful because I don't want to have this president from the other party look good in front of the American people for re-election. So it's definitely a very difficult task to get that bipartisanship, and so that there is consensus on shared values here.
Well, right. And if there's ever an area where it should be a shared value, it should be the Constitution. And that's the thing, making sure that their duty under the Constitution to represent their people and have the discussion, debate. And in the future, that doesn't mean if they did the shorter AUMFs and geographically specific AUMFs, that doesn't mean that the military couldn't be used. It doesn't mean that they couldn't have other AUMFs. It means, though, that they must discuss and debate what's best for America and what's best for the people they represent. And having been in elected office, I have to tell you that quite often is, you know, something that people want to do, but they quite often forget that, you know, because of so many things happening, so many new items and new tragedies and things like that, people forget it's their duty to discuss and debate. And by shortening these AUMFs, it would be a great way to make sure it's always on the table.
Well, Jimmy, the website where we can find out more about you and your organization is cv4a.org, cv4a.org. Anything else you want to add?
Well, they can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Concerned Vets, and that's Concerned Vets. And they can even look me up, Jimmy T. Smith, on Twitter, or now X.
That sounds like a good alias, doesn't it, Kyle?
It does.
All right, Jimmy, we look forward to talking to you again next week. And, of course, you have a great day and stay out of trouble and stay high. Never mind the low stuff. Stay high, out of the water.
God bless you guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. That's Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be back with more in the final segment of the program right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Your stations are going to pay some of their bills right now. And we shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. That little parody, that little music is going to go out for all the first responders, all the linemen, all the EMS people, all of the volunteers, Red Cross and Salvation Army and the churches and all that that are helping out in the storm effort, Idalia effort. And, yes, you definitely deserve that one and a whole lot more. And we thank you very much for the great job you're doing for the people of Florida and Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina. So there you go. That's where I know that units have been deployed. And, of course, our National Guard and our Florida State Militia, the new element, the Florida State Militia that's out there working hard, too. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the absolute best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And as you know, I've worked for them for years. They were one of the first sponsors I had on the program after they came to my house in Lakewood Ranch and installed some shutters that we need, or some shades we needed to have. And then when something happened and the dog got a little over eager and knocked a couple of them apart and knocked the shades down, they came back and they fixed everything and they did a great job and never looked back. But they're really good at what they do.
That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. From installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call, and make sure you tell them that the captain sent you. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345, to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local and experienced Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Check them out. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. How do you like the William Tell overture there?
Oh, I love it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's the least we can do to support our great people that are out there doing the job, getting the job done with all of the stuff that they're having to go through right now, the water. I mean, it's a thankless job.
Well, I know that it is. And, of course, you know, Captain, the people that have been affected by this storm, when they see these first responders, firefighters, police, medical personnel, EMTs, and others coming their direction to help them, what a relief it must be for those people.
Oh, it is. It's like you've been prayed for somebody to show up, and all of a sudden coming down your streets, a high water vehicle with food and water. And they ask you if you want to get out. They'll load you on the truck and away you go, and they don't ask for anything. And all they usually are going to hear is a thank you, and that's all we cared about. They say thank you and you're welcome. That's what we're here for.
Well, exactly right. And even so, even in a non-disaster sort of situation, you know, I was checking out at the grocery store the other day, and some of the local firefighters were in. They were resourcing their groceries and so forth, and they were next to me in the line, and I just turned to them and said, hey, thank you for everything you're doing out there. And he said, absolutely, sir, thank you. And so, that, as you said, I mean, I think it brightened their day. It certainly brightened mine to pass that along.
Absolutely does. Absolutely does, and it doesn't make you any the worse for saying that. You know, some people go, I'm not going to say thank you to a cop or my parent. Yeah, well, get out of my way. I'm going to.
Well, right. And, the sheriff drives down your street or the local police department or something, and you wave and smile, and they know, hey, good, people appreciate us around here, and that's important.
Exactly. Well, you know, we still got a lot of people without power, and Adalia hasn't left the east coast of the United States yet, but everybody just be a little patient there. You'll get all your power back, and everything will be fine. It takes a little bit longer, as we've been telling you, about the fact that when you get the water and electricity, they don't mix. They just don't mix.
That's exactly right. And a quick check of the power outage, as you mentioned, Captain, in the state of Florida right now, still 151,000 customers out, and it's all concentrated up in the Big Bend area and on in through Florida.
Yep. Now, there's a poll out there that 60% of the voters say that they believe Joe Biden had a personal role in indicting Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's really an interesting poll, because again, this is this notion that it's politically motivated, and Captain, they're putting two and two together, or at the very least, they're saying, something's going on here. This guy's going to run against me for president, so my Department of Justice is going to indict him 8 ways from Sunday.
So, let me just read you this headline, and then you tell me what's wrong. You ready?
Yep.
Dylan Mulvaney was honored by Kathy Griffin, Rosie O'Donnell, as, quote, one of the most beautiful and bravest women on the planet.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
What's wrong with that statement?
Well, I don't know. Did Dylan Mulvaney, did he transition all the way?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is Dylan Mulvaney a girl? No. Let alone a woman.
So, right, well, yeah, I saw a picture of him with Rosie, yeah.
Yeah, goodness sake, what a deal. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I assume that you saw where Mitch McConnell kind of flubbed up pretty bad the other day.
Talked about it several times tonight, yep.
Yeah, anyway, and also, what's from California, do you think there's going to be any movement to make some sort of a
in Congress where they can recall these people, or if they become obviously infirmed like they are as far as the senators, because their votes are pretty important both for both parties, I guess, too. All right, that's it, Cap.
Well, they can recall them. They can use, I forget the article, but that applies to senators and congressmen as well as the president of the United States and vice president and cabinet officers.
Well, in order to remove someone, right, they had, we'd have to verify that.
It's got
to
be done medically. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, but again, if you're elected to a term, there's no other real mechanism per se. There's a 25th Amendment regarding the president, I know. If the cabinet gets together, the president's incapacitated. But Mitch McConnell is in a real swedge. He's having a definite medical issue, no doubt about that, and we hope he recovers fully. But it's a Democrat governor, I believe, that would probably appoint a Democrat senator, wouldn't
well,
it?
Well, that may not happen because the Republican-controlled legislature, okay, which has a veto-proof majority, is going to put legislation through as quickly as they can to see to it that the person that gets appointed by the governor is off a list, a pre-approved list, which would have to be approved by the House of Representatives, or whatever they call themselves there. They're a commonwealth, by the way. Kentucky's a commonwealth. But they would have to be approved by that group of people there, which would more than likely then make it totally political, because if it's a Republican, it would be Republican. If it's controlled by Democrats, it would be Democrat. Doesn't matter who the governor is.
Right. Well, again, it still sets up a real issue in terms of the balance in the Senate. Mm-hmm. If Mitch McConnell would have to step down. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something's going to happen. Yep. But is it in force right now exactly verbatim? No. Somebody pretty much has to die in office for whatever to happen.
Well, but it does point up this notion again that you've got aging leadership in the White House and in the Congress in many cases, and so voters are going to be looking perhaps mm-hmm. at alternatives for that.
Hey, not that it's going to get any better at CNN, but did you hear that the disgraced New York Times chief was going to now be the head officer over at CNN?
I did hear that. I don't know what the huge difference is going to make. I don't know if it's just a lost cause at this point. I mean, how do you bring back CNN, the great CNN of yesteryear? I just don't know.
Would somebody from the New York Times?
No kidding. No kidding.
Both of whom are losing in the battle.
Right. I suppose they're probably getting tired of having to order those under new management banners for the headquarters.
Well, you're available.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll see. But remember, the CNN was the gold standard so many years ago.
I remember Bernard Kalb, and I remember it very well, and they were really something to watch. Yep, that was then. This is now. Okay, Mr. Kyle, we'll talk to you tonight on a Radio. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. We appreciate you tuning in and opining. Have a great day, everybody. Stay safe. Stay out of the water. Still got that problem up and down the eastern seaboard here with the storm. God bless America. I'll see you tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.